Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Flair Writing Industries Limited conference call hosted by Orient Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Devansh Dedhia from Orient Capital. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Dedhia.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Today on the call, we have Mr. Vimalchand Rathod, Managing Director, Mr. Mohit Rathod, Whole-time Director, Mr. Sumit Rathod, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Mayur Gala, Chief Financial Officer. A short disclaimer before we start this call. This call will contain some of the forward-looking statements, which are completely based upon our beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. These statements are not a guarantee of future performance and will involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. With this, I will now hand over the conference to Mr. Vimalchand Rathod, the Managing Director, for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to express my gratitude to all the participants who have joined the call today. I hope everyone had the opportunity to go through our investor presentation and press release that we have uploaded on the exchanges. We continue to maintain our position as the number one pen brand in India and also the largest exporter from India. The company experienced many positives during the year and is setting the foundation to catapult its growth for the future. Investments in enhancing our distribution network, go-around sales team, and expanding products, offering across categories will further strengthen our operations. Pen division continues to grow and we expect it to grow at a faster rate in the time to come. Creative segment remains a high growth business and we will leverage our past experience to scale it up rapidly. Still, bottles and houseware segments have started to find transactions and the introduction of this certified Flair steel bottles in the domestic market will prove to be a key trigger for the higher trajectory of growth. I will now hand over the calls to Mr. Mohit Rathod to insight in each segment. Mr. Mohit Rathod.
Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to go to in-depth on the performance of each division. First of all, pen segment. Our total revenue for the year was 979 crores, out of which pen contribution was 795 crore for the financial year 23-24, which is growing consistently despite of a high base and facing subdued demand from our OEM partners. A key development in this segment is our decision to develop and introduce 20 new models from rupees 10 to rupees 50 price points to consolidate our leadership position in mid-premium segments. Also, we will be introducing 16 new products in premium category above 100 rupees to 500 rupees MRP. This will help us further strengthen our position in both premium as well as mid-premium category. Furthermore, we are refocusing on 5 rupee MRP price point through a comprehensive portfolio of pens. We would be launching 10 new models in 5 rupee MRP and company owns necessary molds in this regard. Thus, we do not foresee any meaningful capex in this price points. Pens have been the core of our company's operation and going forward, this pillar will be further strengthened by expanding our capacity at our new manufacturing unit at Valsad, Gujarat, for which we recently commenced construction. This new block will increase our capacity by 10% to 2.4 billion pieces and is expected to be functional by FY26. Coming to creative segment, being a relatively young segment, just in its third year of operation, creative has continued its high growth in FY23-24 at 28%, with the revenue clocking in at INR 145 crores. We expect this growth to continue going forward, as we have done a licensee agreement with Disney recently. We plan to introduce new models in pencil range, including wooden pencils, polymer, and mechanical pencils at a various price points. Furthermore, we would be expanding our coloring range offerings by introducing watercolor cakes, poster colors, watercolor pens, and plastic crayons. We are increasing our penetration in our distribution network across India and abroad. All these efforts are aimed to improve margin with a gradual shift towards in-house manufacturing across a wide range of products in our design and product innovativeness. Our recent tie-up with Disney for a range of exciting creative products comprising of Disney movies and characters which are iconic, forming a big part in the childhood of the younger generation. Leveraging their popularity combined with our experience in manufacturing and distribution will help us create a fascinating line of products in the stationery and art segment. When we talk about steel bottle segment, steel bottle presents an exciting avenue of growth for the company in the future. We are happy to announce the grant of BIS certification, a key factor to make a major inroads in import substitute market. We have launched our single wall and vacuum insulated bottles in modern trade and general trade. During the year, we would be launching 17 new models in both single wall and vacuum insulated bottles to increase our presence in this category. Houseware portfolio will continue to help in improving the penetration of steel bottles as our basket of offerings to the distribution network will expand. We are confident of achieving a significant contribution from this segment in the coming financial year. Overall, we are happy to announce that our company is being awarded the highest exporter award by Flex Council, a government-recognized body, for the year FY21-22 and for the year FY22-23. When we talk about our own brand sales, which continue to drive the business forward across all the segments in both domestic and export market, own brand sales grew by 12% in domestic market, 8% in exports, and overall tally is at 11% overall. Export OEM has shown signs of recovery, and we are hopeful that it continues to be on this path going forward. I will now hand it over to Mr. Mayur Gala, our CFO, to discuss the financial performance.
Good afternoon, everybody. Moving to the consolidated performance of the company for quarter 4 FY24, revenue from operations for the quarter 4 was at Rs. 250.1 crore, an increase of 11.2% quarter on quarter, albeit marginally down by 3.9% on year-on-year basis. Gross profit for the quarter was Rs. 124.9 crore, an increase of 5.2% on YOY basis, which is led by gross profit margin expansion of 436 bps on yearly basis to 49.9 percentage points. Improvement in gross profit can be attributed to the rationalization of input cost. On quarter-on-quarter basis, the gross profit increased by 6.5%. EBITDA for the quarter 4 FY24 was Rs. 50.5 crore and decrease of 5.4% on YOY basis. EBITDA margin was at 20.2 percentage points in line with the previous year margin. When compared to the previous quarter, EBITDA increased by 46.2%, resulting in margin expansion of 484 bps. The delta being higher advertisement spend and elevated freight cost in the previous quarter. Profit after tax for the quarter was at 34.2 crore, an increase of 3.4% on YOY basis and approximately 80% on a quarter-to-quarter basis. Profit after tax margin for quarter 4 FY24 was at 13.7%, which is highest quarterly margin for the current year. Margin improved by 97 bps and 522 bps year-on-year basis and quarter-on-quarter basis respectively. Now, coming to the full FY24 performance, revenue from operating was at 978.7 crore, registering an increase of 3.8 percentage points year-on-year basis, including overall export of 186 crores, which got affected due to slower offtake by our OEM customer and headwinds in last 4 to 5 months due to geopolitical issues in the Middle East and other areas. Gross profit was Rs. 493 crore, up 13.6 percentage points on a year-on-year basis with a margin of 50.4%. The company saw a margin expansion of 435 bps. EBITDA grew by 4.2% year-on-year basis, which was at 191.2 crores with an EBITDA margin of 19.5%, which was stable YOY basis. Profit after tax increased by 1.2% on YOY basis to 118.5 crore with a PAT margin of 12.1%. The ROE, return on equity, was for the year at 13.2% and return on capital employed was at 17.5%. Even our equity base, which has more than doubled on account of the proceeds from the issue, we already have plans for the deployment of the major balance of the proceeds over the coming next 2 years, and we are confident that we will see benefits of the same flowing to us in the near future. As discussed in the previous earning call, we fulfilled one of our objectives of the issue, namely prepayment or repayment in part or in full of certain borrowings availed by the company and its subsidiaries. As a result, the company saw debt repayment to the tune of 72.5 crore for current and non-current borrowings combined. This has not only led to deleveraging the balance sheet from 0.28 debt equity ratio in FY23 to 0.08 debt equity ratio in FY24, but in fact, when we net off cash, we are now a net debt negative company. Now, I request the moderator to open the floor for question and answer session.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Shraddha Kapadia with Share India. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
No, audible?
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, sure. Congratulations on the good set of numbers. Actually, I wanted to understand whether could you provide any margin guidance?
In current year, in FY24, the gross profit margin is at 50%. EBITDA is in the range of 19.5%. And in further in the next coming years, we plan to maintain the similar range of margin in future.
Okay, okay. Also, would it be possible to provide the volume as well as revenue data for your brands?
Yes. In our own brands, our volume has grown by 14%. However, OEM volume went down by 36%, which resulted into a marginal growth in the overall volume. However, this was actually being offset by better realization from 5.39 rupees per piece to 5.63 rupees per piece.
And also to add here, our branded sales, our own brand sales, has increased by 11% on year-on-year basis.
But I just wanted if you could give for Flair and the Pure Garden and Horseshare and all that way. Would it be possible?
Slightly competition sensitive information, especially to give breakup of this three in different categories. But overall, we have presented that the creatives have grown at 28%. Steel bottle is a new business which has taken off now with 5 crores of sales coming in the last quarter of the financial year. And in the pen segment, our growth, we have just explained, has been at 11%.
Okay, thank you. I will come in the queue.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Pratamesh Dahake with Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
I had questions regarding two areas. One is with respect to revenue. So first is, in our latest investor presentation, we quoted pens revenue at 754 crores, while in DRHP, it was quoted at 726 crores. Can you help me bridge the gap as to why the numbers are different?
Yeah. See, the numbers between 726 and 754 is the refills part, which we have now classified as a part of the writing instrument business.
Okay. And if we were to see 795, how much of it would be pens and how much of it would be refills?
Refills will be in the range of roughly 17 crore.
17 crore?
Yeah.
Okay. And the rest would be pens?
Yes.
Okay. Similar question, let's say FY24, you've given CAGR growth for the next 3 years. So if I were to break 979 crores, again, my pens is 795, creatives is 145, steel and steel bottle and houseware is 18. What is the remaining 21 crores accountable to?
Remaining 21 is the calculator part and the other POP material and pen parts.
Okay. Calculator. Okay. And sir, going forward then, if I backtrack, is it fair to assume that steel bottle and houseware will only be a 100 crore business by FY27 then?
So steel bottle business will have a because the trajectory has towards the sale has just started. So we are looking at a high growth percentage in that particular category. And going forward, if you look, this can be a big scope of sales in the overall sales of Flair. And as you know, the market size for this particular category is increasing in India, and even the overseas market is opening. So we are expecting big numbers in the coming years from this category.
And just to add that what you said is by FY27, about 100 crore, we have a capacity which can go about 120 crores. So hopefully, we should be there by that time.
So we have a capacity of 160-odd crores, right, from a last con call. So just wanted to understand, I mean, if I were to back calculate using the CAGR numbers which you've given, doesn't 100 crores seem too less is what I want to understand?
So as per current capacity, when we add another line, we have the provision to add another line. And as the market grows and our sales increases, we have the space created to incorporate and add the fourth line. And that will take us forward to the additional sales volume that we are looking in the near future.
Okay. My next question was around CapEx. Can you help us understand what would be the 100 crore CapEx in FY25 be used for? And post-capex expansion, how much of creatives capacity will we have, and how much of it will be in-house versus outsourced?
Yeah. Coming on the CapEx part in financial year 2024-25, we are roughly running 100 crore CapEx, which will include roughly 30 crores of CapEx towards the tips manufacturing machine that we will be adding, plus around 40-odd crores will be used for the manufacturing construction of the manufacturing building. And the balance will be utilized towards the purchase of additional machines and mold required for expansion.
Okay. And post-completion, how much percentage of our creatives would be in-house versus outsourced?
So almost 70%-75% of the production would be in-house, and only 25% would be outsourced.
Okay. And the additional 10% capacity includes addition to Flair Creative as well?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Understood. That's all from my side for now. I'll join the queue.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Resha Mehta with GreenEdge Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you. It's Resha. So my first question is on pens. So the presentation talked about focus on both the 5 rupee pens and also premium and mid-premium pens. So one, if you could break up in terms of how your existing portfolio of pens is structured, how much of revenue comes from 5 rupee versus mid-premium, premium, and how do you basically classify the introductory 5 rupee at what price points, and at what price points do you call a pen premium, mid-premium? And how do you see this shaping up as we go forward? That's number one. And number two, what is the margins, you know, for both these segments? One is the 5 rupee price point and the other is the mid-premium, premium pen.
Right. So answering your first question about the product mix of mass versus mid-premium and premium category. So currently, if you look at our total sales, 48% of the turnover comes, the revenue comes from premium and mid-premium category, and 52% comes from mass category. So, and if you look at our historic data also, we were in the same range. Even when we were focusing on 5 rupees also, we were in the same range. So we have a good product mix of mass versus medium and premium category. So going forward also, even if we increase our focus on 5 rupee category and 10 rupee category, we would like to maintain our, you know, the ratio in the similar fashion going ahead.
And the margin in both these segments?
The margin, of course, if you look at overall EBITDA level, as Mayurji also mentioned earlier, that, you know, we would be maintaining at 19.5% going forward. Of course, you know, as you pointed out, 5 rupees will have a lesser margin, but, you know, we have done a lot of value engineering in our existing pens, which would fetch a good numbers.
So in the 5 rupee price point, the margin would be lower by how many basis points versus the company average?
So around, say, 3% approximate. But it would be set off by launching, you know, in the similar way, medium and premium category range of products.
Got it. And the second one is on the exports business, the OEM business. So that has seen a sharp decline in the last financial year, FY24. So in FY25, as you mentioned about, you know, it recovering in Q4. So in FY25, do you see this business crossing the old levels of 188 crores that we did in FY23?
So we saw, you know, the recovery in the export of the export OEM in the Q4. And we're confident of achieving a double-digit growth as far as the export OEM is concerned.
And overall, at an OEM level, do you see we crossing the 188 crores revenue mark that we hit in FY23?
So there we have an issue yet with the domestic OEM where we are not able to give guidance, even if we are able to maintain the same level of turnover which we did last year, is what we are proposing to do and working with the main customer there.
So just to follow up here, so what would be the breakup of this OEM business between domestic and export broadly?
It's in the range of 50-50.
And who exactly would be, you know, the OEM customers here?
In the last year, it was 50-50, but it's come down. Yeah. In the earlier year, we used to be about, say, 180 crores was the total OEM sales, of 90 crores was domestic and 90 crores was export. Now, of course, this in 23-24, it has come down. The domestic has... Yeah, domestic has come down to 48 crores, and the export OEM
is around 80 crores.
About 80 crores. However, what we have made up with the own brand sales, we saw a total increase in value terms at 11% growth. Our own brand sales have increased both in the domestic and the export market. Our composition earlier, you know, used to be 80-20 between domestic and export. Now it's come to 86. In the OEM category, it is an 86% own brand and 14% OEM. So marginally, I mean, we are shifting towards consolidating our position in own brand sales internationally as well.
Thank you. Ms. Mehta, we request you to please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Meksha from Prospero Tree Financial Services. And also a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Thank you.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations for a great set of numbers. My first question is the GP margin improvement YOY, so around 400 BPS. So is that entirely due to rationalization of the costs, or some part of it would be due to the change in the product mix as well?
It includes both, even the rationalization of product cost also and increasing the premiumization also. As you must have read, the average selling price has increased from 5.39 to 5.62 rupees. It is a combination of...
And second question, at the subsidiary level, do we sell the all the products through, like, are they third-party sales or they own brand sales?
Basically, they are own brand sales only from subsidiary companies.
Just to give a little clarity, that we have two subsidiaries. One is Flair Riding Equipments Private Limited, and one is Flair Kyrosil. Flair Kyrosil is focused on steel business, which is different. In the riding instrument, this particular subsidiary was incorporated in 2019 to take advantage of the corporate tax regime, new corporate tax regime. And it has a similar sales pattern, and everything is on the same as the main company.
Okay. And for the stainless steel business, what margins are we expecting?
So, on the stainless steel, going from a long-term perspective, the margins are on the similar level as fence. Of course, in the year, this particular year, we are looking at having a evening out with the sales increase. As you know, only last quarter we started the sales, and already we are finding a good traction from the domestic market for this particular category. So going forward, we are looking at maintaining the margin at the corporate level.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Naitik with NB Alpha. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking the question. My first question is, what sort of margins do we make in our creative segment?
Sorry, can you come again?
What sort of margins do we make in our creative segment?
So margins in creative segment is more or less similar to in line with the writing instruments. Of course, 1 or 2% less, but that also we will improve once we start our in-house manufacturing of art material and the polymer pencils and other mechanical pencils.
But it's largely going to be similar to the writing instrument segment. It's not going to be more than that.
So just to add here, with the increased share of manufacturing in-house of the majority of the products over next two to three years, as we graduate, the margins are likely to increase further and are expected to be identical to the corporate margins.
Okay. My second question is, from if I remember correct, we had some sort of confirmed export orders, in terms of the steel bottles unit that we have entered the segment. So, what exactly has went on there?
More or less, like we explained earlier, the more or less the order were postponed, and we have already seen the traction of orders in Q4. Now we have already received all the confirmation in terms of quality and testing from our OEM partner. And going forward, we are looking at a better movement in terms of export orders. Also, in the same time, to control this, we launched products in the domestic market in Q4 and in the beginning of this particular quarter. And we are seeing a very good traction even in the domestic market for our stainless steel, single wall and vacuum bottles.
So this entire 18 crores would be domestic market sales. There is no amount of export in for the full year 24?
No, so there is a part of sales which is from the export market, which is around 5 crores.
5 crores is export. And what sort of the total, the next year we expect, or the export order is good, give the number?
So we are expecting it to go back to the similar understanding that we had about the orders were postponed. Currently we are already in the momentum of sending shipments on a regular basis for the export market. So their buying pattern has already started, and we are looking at better numbers in the coming months.
Would it be possible to give a number for the same?
It'll be difficult to give an accurate definite number, but it's going to be on the similar lines of what we were expecting last year.
Okay, sure. That's it from us. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Nilesh Doshi with Prospero Tree. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible? Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is related to, once again, related to GP margin. In quarter four, GP margin is improved, and it is said that it is mainly because of the rationalization of the cost. But the cost is not in the control of the company. Then how we can maintain such a high level of GP margin? Will it be by introducing more product in the premium category? Or is there a further scope of the rationalization of the cost? Can you give us some guidelines on the GP margin?
So primarily, you know, it should come from the continuous premiumization what we have, while whatever rationalization process is an ongoing process. So we have seen some advantage coming from the rationalization last year, especially in the last quarter, and we continue to work on both aspects of the business to maintain the margin.
But sir, if we are continuously introducing the more and more premium products, but our average selling price is improved by only 4.4%. It was 5.39 rupees and now it is 5.63 rupees. And we are introducing the pen within the range of rupees 10 to 50, which we classified under the premium category, then it must be improved more, because 4.4% is the, I think it is less than the inflation rate. So whether our products are not acceptable or how, because our GP margin, if the cost is in control, the GP margin must have improved further.
So primarily, you know, the volume of the mass, which is, you know, 52%, is actually, you know, playing upon that ASP realization. Otherwise, you know, the product acceptance is extremely high, because as you are aware, we are number one in the pen segment and continue to lead our position there.
But can we expect in the next year that it will be more than 4.4%?
Yes.
Okay. And so my next question is related to the subsidiaries' contribution in quarter four. Particularly, the subsidiaries have contributed meaningfully, and it is, the EBITDA margin is around 30%+. So can we expect the same performance for the next year and in the next few quarters?
As mentioned, there are two subsidiaries. One is for the steel bottles and second is for the writing instrument that we have created. Writing instrument business for the parent company and the subsidiary company will be fetching almost the similar margins.
But can we expect the same performance for the next few quarters?
On a writing instrument basis, the guidance at the corporate level will be on a similar same basis.
And what about the steel bottles?
Steel bottles also, once we get a full optimization, the capacity utilization, it will be in the range of corporate only. Annually, we will be maintaining the same level of margins at corporate levels and subsidiary level also.
Okay. And I think we have started some tips producing plant or something like that. Does it has a help in improving the GP margin?
So we have been manufacturing tips from a couple of years now. And one of the prime reasons for having the manufacturing setup for tips is to control the quality and the availability of the tips from the market. And because we always have been involved in introducing innovative products, and having this backward integration gives us, you know, few advantages of introducing a right product with a new twist in the market at regular intervals. So that is one of the prime reasons why we have the, you know, tip manufacturing setup in house.
And it helps our improvement in the margins also, because the cost of the tips will be 3 to 4% lower than the competitors who are outsourcing from third parties.
And do we have any policy to introduce the product on offline and online? Do we have some product portfolio which are available only on the online platform? Is it the policy?
No, whenever we launch a product, we launch it in both offline and online together.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Viral Shah with Enam Holdings. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for the opportunity. So just a clarification first. Did I hear it correct that you said the steel bottle houseware business will be a 100 to 120 crore business by FY27?
High growth trajectory and with the kind of new introduction of products that we are planning, you know, achieving that number, because the market size, as you know, is way bigger.
Where I was coming from is that should that number not possibly come in FY26 or 25 itself, and FY27 is a bit far fetched?
So, as the OEM related to earlier year. Otherwise, you know, we are targeting it in that sphere now.
Secondly, so my question was on working capital. It seems there is some deterioration in this year, especially in the trade receivable side. So can you just share your thoughts here, and should we then again expect a normalized level of working capital from next year onwards?
Yeah, we expect normalization in terms of the working capital, especially in terms of the debtors. And yes, for FY24, it is on the higher side, and we are actually working to lower it in FY25.
It was on the higher side this year?
Yeah, if I was 8 to 10 days.
Sorry, I missed that.
It was higher by 7 days. It will be streamlined back to normal. It was maybe a temp phenomena towards the, the last quarter for sales.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Naveen Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is on the creative business. Can you help us with the breakdown in terms of domestic and export revenue for FY24 for the creative business, and also the breakdown under what are major product categories under this business?
See, the revenue in terms of the breakdown in terms of export is 16 crores export, and the balance 129 crores is the local market.
Yeah. Okay, and major product categories under creative business?
Category would be, the number one is pencils, and then the coloring range, followed by geometry boxes.
And so what is the breakdown under these three categories?
Yes. So it's about, around 58% is coming from these three categories, and balance is coming from the other categories, considering eraser, sharpeners, the markers, highlighters, and all, and art markers.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. And on the gross margin improvement, is it possible to have a breakdown as to how much of this 4% improvement is attributable to raw material prices cooling down, and how much is attributable to premiumization of product category?
It's a combination of the both the things, like a reduction in the raw material prices and increase in the premiumization as such.
The next in line is Raisha Mehta from Green Edgewell. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up. So the OEM business, if you could just elaborate on the nature of this business, both in the domestic and the export market, who exactly are our customers here, and in terms of the pricing, how does the pass-through happen, how is the working capital here? And what exactly led to, you know, this kind of degrowth in the domestic OEM business?
You're asking question relating to OEM business?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So, we cannot, disclose you the names of the OEM customers, but the principal OEM customer has been with us for 16 years on the writing instrument segment, and we have been manufacturing certain products for them on the writing instrument as well as mechanical pencils, exporting them to them for quite some time. And the same company also has a local brand in India for whom we started in 2017 with both manufacturing as well as distribution. And from 2020 onwards, we are only doing manufacturing for them. Both this segment, you know, saw a subdued demand in the last year because of the reorganization that was happening primarily at their end in the their corporate office and also the India office. So we saw some improvement in the Q4 in the exports OEM, and we are confident that it will go back to the normal range of growth what we used to have with them. On the local side, we are yet not able to give guidance. It will remain subdued, and even if we are able to maintain the same level of turnover what we did last year with the local, we should be fine because our own brand sales is increasing substantially to offset that part.
And the working capital and the price pass-through mechanism?
It is
in the OEM side?
It is in similar line.
Sorry?
It is in similar line to our other business.
Okay, and how often does the price pass-through happen?
Sorry?
How often or how quickly does the price pass-through happen? Let's say if we see a sharp jump in the raw material prices, then how quickly are we able to pass on the prices to our OEM customers?
So we have a long-standing relationship with them. So as soon as we get a guidance that the raw material prices is increasing at a certain percentage, we have the opportunity to pass it on because, as you know, a lot of the raw material prices are more of global prices. So we are being able to pass on as per historically and even in the near future the same methodology that we plan to adopt.
But if there are minor fluctuations, then they are absorbed as part of the process. It's a mutual process that is there.
And this principal OEM customer that you spoke about, how much revenue does it contribute as a percentage of our total OEM business?
It's about 13%.
13% of the OEM business, sorry, or is it of the total revenues?
13% of the overall revenue.
Okay, so that's almost like 70-80% of the OEM business, right?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. All right, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Prathamesh Dahake with Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
I am audible.
Yes.
Hi. So my first question is, so creatives is expected to become, let's say, a 300 odd crore category by FY27. How would the product contribution basis category look like in FY27? And how would the export versus domestic look like in FY27?
In the creative segment, you know, what we are announcing our overall product offering. So we are introducing the complete range of pencils, including wooden pencils, polymer pencils, and mechanical pencils, where we already are industry leader. On the coloring range, you know, we are introducing watercolors, watercolor pens, poster colors, plastic crayons, and so on. So it will be a continuous exercise to add more and more products in the vast field of the creative segment.
But like we were given some color on FY24, similar like the top three categories would be 60%, 70%, if you could help us understand which would be the major contributors, if you could help us give some color on that.
I think going forward also we would be consolidating on the similar range, which would be pencils, you know, the coloring part, and the third would be the geometry boxes and markers highlighters. So these five categories we would be focusing on going forward.
Okay, and how much would be domestic versus exports that you're planning?
So domestic versus exports is going to be in the similar ratio of pens, which is going to be 80% domestic, 20% exports.
Okay.
We've already mentioned that it's always going to be, at least because the base is smaller, it's going to be higher double-digit growth, at least for next 4 to 5 years.
Understood. And on steel bottles, like, the OEM takeoff has been a bit slow. So how do you see the export versus domestic breakup of steel bottles, and how would the working capital cycle of steel bottle business look like?
Going forward, as you know, that the export from the OEM customer was a little postponed. So we have already introduced this particular category in the domestic market, and we have got a very good momentum from the domestic market. So going forward, we are going to concentrate just like pens on our own brands in this particular area for domestic as well as the export market. From the working capital perspective,
it is almost identical to the corporate levels only, in terms of the both debtors and inventory levels.
And payments, is it better or something?
Yeah, just to add what Subhit said, that we have made recently a major breakthrough with a modern retail chain, and our products are available most of their stores.
Yeah. Okay. One last question. Our inventory days went up in FY24. What was the reason, and can we expect normalization in the coming year itself, in FY25?
Yes, we can actually expect a normalization in the coming years. Yeah.
And what was the reason it went up?
Basically, since we are having multiple locations and multiple plants, we took the advantage of the lower pricing, which was in our gross profit margin expansion.
Okay, so we have loaded RM, and is it also with respect to steel bottles that we have bought steel coils or something like that? Is it fair to assume?
Yes, it's a combination of all raw materials.
Okay, fine. That's all from my side. I'll join the queue.
Thank you. Next question comes to the line of Sneha Talreja with Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on the margin improvement. A couple of questions from my end. Firstly, on your Disney tie-up, what is the kind of an arrangement that we have? What's the kind of royalty payments here? And you have showcased strong growth trajectory here, going about 28 to 30%. But will it lead to any margin dilution here? That's my first question.
So you're talking about Disney, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So the deal what we have with Disney is difficult to disclose on this platform. But yes, the tenure is for 2 years, and the the sales generating through Disney licensee have been factored in our projection of 28 to 30%.
Understood. Understood. And secondly, on how the trajectory in Q1, can we see any seasonality going ahead with respect to your business, or will it be steady state growth that we can expect from Q1 itself with respect to your projections?
So while we have no major seasonality factor at the top line, last year we saw a little bit of degrowth coming from the OEM sales, but our own brand sales, as we just explained, compared to Q4 of FY23 to Q4 of FY22 has increased. Even on Y basis, branded sales have increased 11% in value terms. And as far as the outlook is concerned, for quarter one FY25, we definitely expect to have a double-digit growth in the creative and the steel bottle segment. And in writing instruments in domestic market, we had a slight, slower offtake due to the election, general elections going on in the country. But with back-to-school season in June month, it looks to be very promising. Also in exports, we are expecting a double-digit growth in Q1.
Understood. So that was helpful. Thanks a lot and all the best to you.
Thank you.
Are there any further questions, or we would like to have a closing remarks?
I think we can hand over to the management for the closing remarks.
Okay. So, we are optimistic for consistent growth in writing instruments and to be on a higher trajectory of growth in both creative and steel bottle business through deepening distribution in domestic and export market, innovative products and meaningful advertisement and efficiency in manufacturing. Thank you everyone for taking some time out to participate in this call. In case of any queries, reach out to our investor relation advisors, Orient Capital. We wish you all the best and hope to interact with you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Orient Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.